Good evening and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight's program consists of a triptych of trios. The works are from three different countries, of three different instrumental combinations, and three very distinct composing styles. We'll hear the trio for piano, violin, and cello of Cécile Chaminade, the trio for violin, clarinet, and piano of Galina Usfolskaya, and the lyric trio for flute, cello, and piano of Catherine Hoover. We'll begin with Cécile Chaminade, the French pianist and composer born in 1857 who wrote more than 400 compositions. Last month I played some of her etudes on this program, so I'll only briefly remind you that nearly all of Chaminade's music was published, partly due to the fact that she married her publisher, and she was so popular a figure internationally that many Chaminade clubs formed in the United States around 1900. She won many prestigious awards, culminating in her being the first female composer ever to be granted admission to the Légion d'Honneur. That was in 1913. Yet for all her popularity around the turn of the century, her composing style belongs to a phase of French music that went undercover during the ascendancy of the avant-garde in the middle of the 20th century. Her music has been compared to that of Emmanuel Chabrier, who was also long ignored on mistakenly snobbish grounds. Chaminade wrote two piano trios. We're going to listen to Trio No. 1 in G minor, Opus 11. It was composed in 1881, during her early days when she was only 24 and making quite an impact on the Parisian musical scene. It consists of four movements marked Allegro, Andante, Presto Leggero, and Allegro Molto Agitato. It's a piece of marvelous fluidity and invention, full of lyricism. We'll hear it performed by the Tsigan piano trio, Gillian Findlay, violin, Jenny Brown, cello, and Elizabeth Marcus, piano.